And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of Juna Barnes, born in Cornwall on Hudson, New York in 1892. She was a reporter, starting out writing articles for Vanity Fair and The New Yorker, then became part of a bohemian scene in Greenwich Village. She published an early collection of poems and drawings called The Book of Repulsive Women. She moved to Paris in the 20s and became friends with writers there, including Eliot, Gertrude Stein, James Joyce. And after reading Joyce's Ulysses, she said, "I shall never write another line. Who has the nerve to after that?" But almost 15 years later, she published Nightwood, an experimental novel about a woman named Nora Flood, her love affairs, and her spiritual advisor, a transvestite named Dr. O'Connor. The book was rejected by all the American publishers she submitted it to, but T.S. Eliot loved it, so he published it himself and wrote an introduction. It had a great influence on many later experimental writers of the 50s and 60s, and it's become a cult favorite. For the last 42 years of her life, Juna Barnes lived as a recluse in New York City. Writers came to pay homage to her, but she sent them away. Her neighbor, E.E. Cummings, used to check on her by yelling out his window. She spent her last 30 years working on a long poem that was found in her apartment when she died. In 1973, she told her editor, "It's terrible to outlive your own generation." It's the birthday of Anne Frank, born in Frankfurt, Germany in 1929. She received a diary as a present on her 13th birthday and immediately began writing in it. When her older sister Margot got notice to report to a Jewish work camp, the Franks went into hiding in Amsterdam along with four other people, living there in the annex for 2 years. Her earliest journal entries are about her grades and classmates. She wrote that since she did not have any close friends, she would treat her diary as though it were a close friend, and she began addressing it by the imaginary name of Kitty. She wrote to her diary, "I hope I shall be able to confide in you completely, as I never have been able to do in anyone before, and I hope that you will be a great support and comfort to me." Anne Frank wrote in her diary regularly while she was in hiding, but she didn't just write about the Nazi persecution or the experience of living in secret. She also wrote about the ordinary details of her adolescent life, how much she hated potatoes, and how her older sister was clearly her parents' favorite. On August 4th, 1944, the annex was raided by Nazi police, and Anne and her family were among the last Jews shipped out of the Netherlands to concentration camps. Anne Frank died of typhus in Belsen, 6 weeks before the camp was liberated by the Allies. And here's a poem by Philip Larkin entitled "Talking in Bed." Talking in bed ought to be the easiest. Lying together there goes back so far, an emblem of two people being honest. Yet more and more time passes silently outside. The wind's incomplete unrest builds and disperses clouds about the sky, and dark towns heap up on the horizon. None of this cares for us. Nothing shows why, at this unique distance from isolation, it becomes still more difficult to find words at once true and kind, or not untrue and not unkind. A poem by Philip Larkin entitled "Talking in Bed" from his collected poems published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.